Income and wealth disparities in the U.S. are the most pronounced they've been in decades. Perhaps nowhere is the gap between luxury and poverty more apparent than in Jackson. The small ski town sits in the county with the highest average income in the country. But it's also home to a growing number of Mexican immigrants who come to work in Jackson's tourism economy. Teton County residents boast a median household income of $72,000. But for immigrant households, it's just $26,000. As Wyoming Public Radio's Aaron Schrank reports, that iniquity has repercussions for Jackson's youth.
Okay, all of you, watch me.
On the bunny slope at Snow King Ski Resort in Jackson, a seasoned instructor is showing a group of beginners some basic maneuvers. 10-year-old Sayu Romero says he's learning new tricks, but finds some easier than others.
Well, one of the tricks I find challenging is putting it straight, the skis, without doing a pizza. And the thing I like, one of my moves that I like to do is do the pizza.
Sayer is one of about 100 kids enjoying his hometown's signature sport today, thanks to a program that provides gear, ski school, and lift passes to low-income kids. All the participants happen to be Latino. Without this program, parents would have to shell out nearly $1,000 for their kids to ski every Saturday like this. Maria Vargas has two kids in the program. She works as a hotel housekeeper and lives with her family of four in a two-bedroom cabin. She says it's difficult to afford any activities for her kids, let alone skiing.
How much we get paid and the rent, it's over the top. It doesn't give us extra money to put our kids in activity. So seems like we have to work a lot and an extra shift for them to do something.
Housing here costs 50% more than it does in the rest of the state. And the many immigrant parents who earn low wages cleaning hotel rooms or maintaining mansions have time to do little else. Jackson Hole Middle School's assistant principal, Matt Helsher, says that impacts students here.
A lot of our Hispanics parents are working multiple jobs and are not available, maybe, or don't have the language background in order to help them with their homework or to truly support them with education outside of the school.
This middle school is the only one in the district, and more than a third of the kids sitting in the lunchroom are Latino. There's a clear achievement gap. On a recent state test, 93% of white eighth graders scored proficient or advanced in math, compared with 67% of Latinos. Instructional coach Michelle Rooks says her low-income students face unique challenges. Recently, a girl who was exhausted in class mentioned she'd gotten up at 5 a.m. that morning. When Rooks told her to sleep in, the student explained that 5 was when her bed shift ended every morning.
She got a bed from 11 to 5, and at 11, she kicked somebody out of the bed, and then at 5, somebody came home from work and took the bed. That bed was used 24 hours of the day. And it just was the first time that I realized, like, poverty or doing what you need to do to live in this community means something that I couldn't even imagine.
It's not like we as a county are experiencing something that's different than we as a nation.
Jonathan Schechter runs the Chartour Institute, a think tank in Jackson.
It may be more extreme at the top. It may be a little bit more extreme at the bottom, and therefore the gap is going to be a little larger. But we are a reflection of a broader pattern in the nation, if not the world.
In Teton County, 2012 tax returns show that 8% of households earned 90% of the income. Schechter says inequality is more extreme here because the town's tourism economy and Wyoming's lack of an income tax make Jackson a playground for the mega rich, but also attractive to the working poor.
It's true whether you're one of the 15 wealthiest people in America or you're living 12 people to a two-bedroom trailer, there's something about the place that's bringing you here.
That's certainly true for Mauro and Angelina Lira, who, like so many of the Latino families in Jackson, immigrated from Tlaxcala, Mexico. Mauro says they came looking for a new adventure.
Yo!
As he admires his children skiing the Snow King Slope, it seems like maybe he's found it.
See those guys doing something new, something like slicing, you know, in two sticks. Well, I never see that in Mexico. And watch my own kids slicing in two sticks. It's like, oh, whoa, 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 wait, you know?
But it isn't easy for the Liras to live here. They both work at one of the tourist shops in town and pay $1,200 a month for a two-bedroom apartment.
Two really, really, really small bedrooms.
Their four children sleep on two bunk beds in one room, and the couple share the other.
We have just the normal bed and just a couple space to walk on it. You know, like if somebody drops something, you can't walk anymore. So that's kind of weird, but we have a ceiling, we have food, we have health, and we are happy.
It's a struggle just to scrape by in this high-priced resort town, but the Lyras say it's worth it. They're confident that someday their efforts here will pay off in the lives of their kids. For Wyoming Public Radio News, I'm Aaron Schrank.